There's only one system that works in all the community units. Pastor Toby installs or removes a leader and you follow that leader. You don't go pick favorites. And say, oh, when you were preaching, we love how you preach. And I've told all the guys and those who preach, when a person tells you that, Satan has entered them. Beware. But then he was talking about the earth. I was praying about one of my sons this morning, and the Lord told me, you see, again, we're about to take what he has again. He said, I sent him, gave him favor with people, not so that they can go out together for them to be friends. Said, the guys is rolling, we are not his friends. He went there to take what they have and be their boss. They've become friends. Probably drink together. Oh, yeah. Wow. Are you listening? Love not the world or the things that are in the world. What is Spark Nation? Let me tell you what God did in case you don't know. The reason why the gang issue or whatever was our first, God said, I only used that to introduce you. It's an introduction. It's not who we are. A collection of young people that are hungry for God. The consequence is Gavin here this morning. Gavin spoke to me on the phone. Gavin, anyone? No. Love not the world or the things in the world. It means if we want to be in control, if we want to win, we're going to attach to the earth alone in a fearless bid. That's why some of you are pastors' kids, so that you can be fearless and know how church operates. A pastor can wake up tomorrow and say, I don't do the spark thing again. What do you all do? You face her. No, Satan has entered her. You know it doesn't work. You don't talk to demons. You either cast them out, right? Or you leave them. You don't persuade demons. Everybody's body is an instrument in the hand of whoever they yield themselves to. Either the world, please listen to me, either the world or the earth. But the earth is the Lord's. As long as those dry bones were on the earth, there is a word that when they hear it, the earth will have to give it up. Oh my God. One day, the earth and the word met. They put the word. Oh my God. They put the word in a word system, something built by the world. Joseph's tomb. It has to be Joseph's tomb. Joseph had to be a rich man. He has mastered the system of the world. So they sowed the word, W-O-R-D, into the word system, Joseph's tomb. But when they met, the Bible says, if the spirit of he that raised Jesus from the dead, if he abides on the inside of you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your worldly body. Mortar is here. I'm just looking, scanning through this house this morning. If there are people whose spirit is ready for the spirit of the prophets, that is never based on your, so that when you go back to your word system, you are a poet, you are an op dealer, you are a nurse, the word which you now carry will be sown, not for salary, sown into that word. Why? Because the son does not speak anything Jesus refused. If anybody should have something to say by himself, it should be Jesus. But he said, the Son does not speak anything except that which he sees the Father doing. So when I go everywhere and they say, we are amazed at the work Spark Nation is doing. Because I simply don't look at anybody's face. Nobody, no human being brought me this far. It is the word. It is the word. And if you are going to go far too, the word. And as long as we continue to speak that to the earth will begin to give up the things that belong to the Father, because the earth is the Lord's. And the fullness, the things that grew on it, is the earth and the world. So let me take a clue from our brother this morning. Let me challenge you saying this morning that the whole world and the earth itself is ours for the taking. But we cannot go with our own words. I need 1,000 soldiers whose mind is only heaven. Let me tell you, I wanted to say this before. The opposite of prophecy is the spirit of offense. I'll tell you why. The counterfeit. Sister, I know you're still coming to church, but you come all the time with a lot of offense. You might as well not. You know why? The spirit of offense is based on wrong truth. It's based on error. So it's as venom, it's passionate. It's speaking a word with passion. It says, you see what they did to me. But you see, another spirit has crept in. It is not the spirit of our God anymore. It is not the winning spirit of forgiveness anymore. So she begins to speak, or he begins to speak words. Have you seen offended people before? They can go into a fit. They even laugh. He says, it's not worries to me. It's not even a worry. Have you seen a prophet prophesying before? The same way he or she gets possessed, because he's speaking a word that is based on the truth. I'm wondering this morning, if you want the finance market to open up to you, you want whatever you're doing to open up to you, you've got to go with the spirit of the prophet, which is a man that has eaten the word. You can never be anointed and bitter at the same time. You cannot be offended and carry the anointing at the same time. Everybody that is listening to you, either you are on YouTube or you are preaching in Croydon or wherever, you are impacting a wrong spirit. And when an offended person is speaking, you know this is not the spirit of God. It's speaking the word of the Bible, but this is not the Holy Ghost. Hence, staying here. I'm not going to sit here. You're not going to pour on me what is not pure. This is not from the correct spirit. Ask them, who is your pastor? How submissive are you? Because you see, the spirit of offense is arrogant. It's got pride in it. Why would I allow that spirit and then be useless for my generation? I refuse to be offended at men's behavior, because it is nothing compared to God's plan for my life. There is a word that is looming in the atmosphere. What's the name again? Motivational speaker. Onye. You know, you can read Anthony Robbins' book about success and teach kids. You will only end up to be average. There is a word, there is a song in the mind of God, for every generation, it will take people that are fearless. They are not afraid of income. Then they will be able to deliver that word. I began to ask the Lord, why do pastors get to a stage and they stall? They cannot break their generation anymore. He said, because they allow people to penetrate into them. And people hold the bait of Satan. Oh, I'm leaving that church. I said, go to hell. You're not going to penetrate this man. I will fulfill God's purpose for my own generation, you know. No man. No man. No man. But that means utmost respect for everybody. It just means fear for none. Now I know why God has been training me like this over years. Because now we meet the mayor, we meet this. And if you've not been trained, you will change your word. Out of all the pastors, I'm the only one able. All the pastors, I'm the only one able to look the Secretary of State in the eyes and say, thus says the Lord. This is what the Spirit of God is saying. He said, okay, sir. Then when he said, okay, she said, okay, sir. I said, speak, Lord, now. I don't know what to say. I just wanted to bamboozle. Exactly. So don't have me back here. I don't care. I don't care. So when God wants to get the earth to live and surrender the things in it, he looks for vessels, fearless, unoffended, people with a pure heart who will ascend to the hills of the Lord. Give me that scripture. Or who may climb to his holy mountains. He who has a pure heart, who has not lifted up to his heart to the idols or whatever. Quickly, please. The person with pure heart, when you carry people, listen, when you carry people negatively in your heart, you cannot carry people to their destiny. You didn't hear me? Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord where he will talk to you? Who may stand in his holy place? Yes, man, go on. The one who has clean hands and a pure heart. The spirit of the prophet has pure heart. God will not tell you anything when you already hate people, my friend. And you can hate them based on your justifiable reasons that came from nowhere but the pit of hell. He said that sermon pastor was speaking to me. You think you are that important? That in itself is pride. You know another thing God showed me that was pride this morning? He said, fear is pride. And he gave me scripture for it. But I need to stop now. Who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god? The sister enters the church and looks at the behavior of every other person and says, their behavior is what I hate. He said, you know, the pastor told me I like him, but the people. Wow. You cannot ascend the mountains of God with that. How are you bold to tell young people about messages like this when all over the world they are being told about how great tomorrow will be? You know why? Because I already know tomorrow is not going to be great. Unless you have the spirit of the prophet, the prophetic, the one who can tell you what your generation is not hearing. You see, the sign of God's presence is words. Wherever you find the word, there is a face behind every word. Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. There is a face. So when you are hearing word, you can look at me and look at my head shape, but there is a bigger face behind that word. So my prayer will always be, Lord, Let me not speak my own agenda. Of course, let the word correct, let the word pierce, let the word break, but also let the word encourage, let the word build, and let the word edify without fear of any man. That's the only way I can pastor this generation. It's not by the number of people. It's by the number and the accuracy of the word. I feel there are people here this afternoon. That God wants to possess. But he says, leave the counterfeit spirit. You know why people get convinced when people complain about a church? Because they are also working on a spirit of prophecy. It's just a dark spirit. It's from the sunken place. The sunken place is hell. I hope you know that. If on your timeline you have sunken place, say hell. That's why, because when they are now proving their point, they are saying it with so much fervor and conviction. But it's not from the Holy Ghost. The Lord said to me that in the church that was in Ephesus, now the church that is in London City, he said there are many prophets who just need to come out of their shell. Disown the spirit of the counterfeit spirit, and age has no relevance. So now, who are the modern day prophets? In every field you find yourself, you know you are not the friend of your pagans. You are not friends, and that's what Pastor Kelvin was trying to say. If somebody is your enemy, do you go dinner with them? Do you sit and take selfie with them? Do they say, oh, let's do red wine or white wine? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Because you don't know who your enemy is, because you are still part of the world. But if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world or the things that are in the world. Does that mean I should not make friends with the world people? No. We make business and da-da-da-da-da. And then if they convert, that's fine. If not, we are not friends. I'm just here to take what belongs to me that you run to. Otherwise, they will take you. Any worldly person that you can't take within a few weeks has already taken you. Check your actions. You're already doing what they are doing. You're already speaking their language. You need to wake up and realize, because you're lost now. And your activities before God will not matter, because God will replace you. There is nothing called living a growing, thriving church. There is only something called replacement. Because it's God's work. Now I say, so are you saying it's only Spark Nation? I said, I didn't say so. Number 10 said so. I didn't say so. BBC said so. I didn't say so. Testimonies said so. And the truth of the matter is this. In every generation, somebody must lead. It doesn't mean it's only going to be that person, but others will rise because of the courage of that person. So why do you feel it can't be Spark Nation? Because you've never been in a position and you don't feel entitled. We are entitled. Won't walk into number 10 with my head bowed. It's an entitlement. It's with all sense of priesthood and kingship. Why? You are entitled. It's not like, oh man, it's a privilege to meet you. No, it's a privilege for you to meet me, man. You know why? Governments change. Spark Nation will remain. After Labour or Conservative, we will remain and keep getting bigger and bigger and stronger. Why? We will not let the word go. When we begin to worship in some minutes, you're going to have to choose side. I wanted to take you to scriptures and show you not Nadab and Abihu or something like that. Moses took 70 prophets. But I'll leave that till the week or something. I would have also taken you to Acts chapter 3. You can read that when you get home. When Peter said, but you are descendants of the prophets. The same word is in you. If we're going to take the nations, we need to go with the word. It's the word. What did God tell you this morning? It didn't speak to you, right? Because there is a counterfeit prophecy. Your personal relationship with God does not erase the office of prophets. And the office of prophet does not also erase your relationship with God. I've said that, and I don't care how controversial it is. Wait, let's compare notes after 2 years. Don't tell me about God, show me. Show me how to take a nation. Don't just talk about it. Let us see how you are going to take the nation of where you've been walking for the last 10 years. Show me what you've done. Show me how you held that industry to a place where people knew, even if they don't want to join your God, they know there is God with you. Let me tell you what is going on with the church now or with the world. Even if they don't want to join and believe Jesus in Spark Nation, they are saying, really, God is working. We don't know what it is, but God is working. If that's not the case, Hope Dealers will never be on Boiler Room. I hope you know that did not come by promotion. It came by them looking for. They won't be on Not For The Radio. They will not be on Rooftop or Stuff like yesterday. Huh? Fire in the booth. These guys who have connection to all the music stuff in the world, we're looking at these guys talking about CC, Elite, whatever else, East Side, watching them and listening. You don't know what these things mean. These guys are actually listening to the gospel. You criticize my style? You think they will allow you to come to say, thank you, Lord, and then you cry? Let's just shut up, man. You are not speaking God's word that is relevant to that generation. You're stuck in religion. The church is stuck in religion. One of the biggest Ghanaian church, biggest, I think is the biggest. After the meeting, the pastor walked to me. The bishop walked to me. And he said, Pastor, we just bought a church down the road in so-so-so place, or bought a big building. He said, have you been there? I wanted to say, oh, I didn't know you bought a tourist center. What do you think I want to come do there, though? Listen to you? No. I'm okay. I'm not perfect, but I'll be okay without you, though. He said, we just listened. He said, and we've set up a place to help the young people. He said, but I won't deceive you. I'm scared. He said, I'm afraid. I wanted to say, well, you know, you have every reason to be. But at least he's sincere. I love that. Listen to me. If a 90-year-old man have a relevant word for your generation, the young people will listen. It's not the age, it's the word. It's the word. If you are blacker than black, or you are the most unintelligent person and you work in finance, if you have the word and you speak that word there, they will listen. That system will give up for you because you are the son of a prophet. Things will work in that industry for you. But when you go with fear and pride, you just fought in church. The reason why I don't participate in others, I'm sorry, I was angry the other day. I went, oh, but those kids are moving on. They don't need to be perfect, Bishop. They just need to be foolish enough to speak the word that God gives them for that season, and people will listen. You think you can use age to bamboozle people into God, or expertise, or experience? God says it is the spirit of the prophet, and the word is subject to it. I've asked God many times, make this house a place where counselors,
MPs, mayors, leaders, people of influence will come just to hear what is God saying. That's all I ask God for. Forget about wealth and money and all the things that pastors want to have. That's their problem. Make it a house, because the Bible says, and it shall be in the last day that the mountain of the Lord shall be, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all mountains, and many nations will come to it, and they would say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will follow when he teaches us. He said, for out of Zion shall go forth the word. People will hear the word from the mouth of babes and sucklings. Don't let anybody pull you down that you're too young. Paul told Timothy that. He said, don't let anybody despise your young age. Speak the word with boldness. Don't mind if you've been ordained or not. The only thing you should not do, don't get offended. Don't participate in church politics. Run from pastors who you don't see in church, because they can't tell you about where they are not. Do you understand that? You're not there. So how can you say well or wrong about something you're not participating in? If somebody wants to advise you, ask them, madam or brother or sir or primate, whatever, how much was your giving last month? Because it's not difficult to pull something down that you are not giving into. But if I have kids giving 5K a month, giving 10K, it will not be easy for you to pull that work down. So I need to check your credentials. I personally have meetings with pastor. It's a lie. I don't know nobody. Even my mom that born me, I don't know her. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know anybody. I know the word. And I know those who love the word. Why am I saying these things to you? It will allow you to hear God and not waste your time in Christianity. I permit you to live in sin if that's your choice. And live in sin and pretend as if nobody knows. Let me tell you, the spirit of the prophets is in this house. We know. But you see, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Humility will come to the table and say, I repent of my sins. And God will restore, God will forgive, and God will empower. Pride will say, even though I sinned, they shouldn't judge me. Because only God can judge me now. I said, you just committed yourself to the worst judgment. I want to close. As I charge you to go back the next 6 weeks, God says, ask your people to evangelize and win souls like they've never done before. Ask them to speak the word. Someone say, well, someone just told me about their problem. How do I pray for them? You don't need to know how. Just say, within 7 days, it will be sorted. You are sons and daughters of prophets. You know what that means? It means it's not based on your credentials. Those of you who are living in sin, go and divorce sin. The only set of people you should listen to are the people who lead your house fellowship. Don't let any son or daughter of devils come in within your fellowship and say, I'm also a minister. I hope you know that Satan is trying. He's doing everything possible to break into this house. Because like Pastor Kevin said, the only thing stopping him from killing young people, Hermes, is stagnation. He can't do it. You know, I was sitting down in a barrel, and right in front of me was 3 files. On those files, in physical life now, was written stagnation. I saw accusations. They tried in Croydon to shut us down 3 times. Powerful people who really can cancel people's visa. They write, they have access. And God raised a standard when we did not know. God raised a standard. Someone started to speak for us and said, they are my people, leave it.
And the guy said, look, I have to sneak in this out. Because these guys, if they really want to shut you down, they will. But I didn't tell them this. There's no Spark Nation to shut down. That's the problem. No. Let me tell you something. I didn't know when God was saying, not this way to register, this way. I said to them, shut it down. Shut it down. Because you don't, I'm telling you now, do not listen to the world. Lawyers will sit down and give opinions. Accountant will say, I'm saying, what is Spark Nation? Shut it down. They did not know there is actually nothing to, okay, you go to the bank account, shut it down. So we couldn't find. Use auditing, shut it down. We don't know. Shut it down. Shut it down and see if you will not see more thousands. The wisdom of God will always beat. I'm inviting you this morning. In case you've not made up your mind, there is about to be an influx of people who are already generals. People that God has raised, they are coming. They are coming with so much wealth. They are coming. Those of you who are in-house, hold your feet tight. God eliminates in order to promote. And if you are here this afternoon, Calvin already said it. Pastor Calvin said it. He said, nothing would have brought me to church. So this is not about, oh, why are you always talking about Spark Nation? Talk about Jesus. Now, as who is that? Because if we really want to talk about Jesus, go to 10 churches this morning and you will see that in all those 10 churches, 10 of them have different opinion about a certain Jesus. See, that's the problem. But there's always going to be a relevant word for a generation, and it would say, Paul said it many times. He said, watch those who have spoken the word of God over you. He said, the outcome of their life, he said, follow it. Who are you following? He said, watch the outcome of their life. If a guy stands in front of you and says, I was a kitchen potter in 2005. He said, so what are you looking for? He said, watch the outcome of their faith. He said, and copy it. He said, imitate that faith. The sister just said, no, not me. I will know God. You know you're deceiving yourself. He said, imitate it. How will we take the nation? First of all, there is nobody in my own life than Christ. In fact, I suspect if you have to say that all the time on social media, where the grass is always greener. You know, before we used to say the grass is greener on the other side. Now it is the grass is greener on social media. That's where you become a billionaire who doesn't have bus pass. But you see, it's also a part of the world that God wants you to take. But you go with the word. I'm not saying go with John chapter 1 verse 2. Something that God is saying now. Today, we're all going to take in our hands offense, counterfeit spirit, whatever, even if it's caused by money, I will not allow that to stop the word of God from flowing to me so that when people are going to that mountain, I don't go. Why? We're going to throw it out and say, God, you see this man. He will not show you dreams and revelation until you say yes. You didn't hear that. Say what will characterize these 6 weeks for those whose heart is really in this. It's very simple. Dreams and visions. Divine revelation. Understanding our leaders and all of us. And in this house, I consider everybody leaders. So I say, you don't know how those guys that you ordain, how they will behave. I said, even the adults. Have you not heard of adults divorcing?
Have you not heard of adults who have been 50 years in ministry in adultery? And so you ordain this guy now, his misbehavior. I said, it's not the ordination that made him misbehave. It's because someone gave him job. The moment the guy has 200 pounds, every demon loosed in hell. Everything came out. Nah! Said, it's the same demon. It's not a problem. There is a cane that they used to tame demons. Well, that's not the point, my friend. The point is, we will be willing to take the risk, invest trust in humans, and allow them to behave. But also, if you say because your end got burnt, now you will close your eyes to everybody, then the good will pass. Today, God says, when you worship and pray, I'll put my spirit upon many so that their eyes open. Can I beg you for one thing as well? If you are just getting into the church or you're just getting the message of this house, don't have too many friends in church. You don't need it. Have associates, people that are progressive, and you are working with them. Don't go form a team of friends before time. Eventually, everybody will be your friend. But then you will hear something from this guy who said this to this. And then before you know it, you are lost in that world. The constant spirit of correction is a counterfeit spirit. And so say, no, there's something we need to fix in this church. It's a counterfeit spirit. It is not true. It's a hiding spirit. A young man, every young person here, 15 years old, 14, must desire to prophesy, to carry God's fire. Not just for a while. That's been my preaching for many years. Not just for a time being. I wanted to carry firepower from 10 plus years ago. And I carried it. And what God has always done is, He blesses you above those who don't need that fire. I don't know if there are people. It doesn't matter if you're a lady or a guy, whatever. You just want that spirit to come upon you again so that you can carry this message to your school, until you owe that school to ransom, to your workplace, to your bank, to your offices, to your streets, to your neighborhood. No believer child of God would say things like, I don't have a job. You already have one. If God is not blessing you, it's because of the spirit of arrogance. This week alone, I've had many people share testimony. 3-4 job offers from Facebook to Google. God is opening doors beyond words. And sometimes I tell them, don't say it in your fellowship. Until you go and part with all your friends, your carcass friend. Go part with them and be watchful on your leader as well. And know for sure that she or he is not in any carcass. Before you can share with her. Because otherwise next day they will call you and say, we're no longer interested in you. Because offense causes stumblings. The spirit of prophecy causes triumph. I see triumph in your wake this week. Can I hear a better amen? I told you, no matter how black you are, your own story, every other person's story can be. You know, I was sitting there and the Prime Minister's office had presented a very well-researched analysis about the disparity in black community and how much hopeless the young black person is. And they were giving us line upon line why, and we are supposed to say what we would do and da-da-da-da-da. But you know, as they were saying it for me, I was drawing and I don't draw at all. Because in my mind, I say, you're not talking to me. You're not talking to Spark Nation. You're talking to those guys on social media. It's not us. Well, how can we change this? Be a person, a girl, a boy, a man, a woman that is not part of the world. I told you how to carry the spirit of prophecy. God said, there cannot be trouble in a city except He causes it. Every trouble in a city is to lift you up. But if you are part of that city, that trouble will consume you as well. If you are part of the world, that trouble will come, will take you. And I wish to say that when we come to church, people are free from being part of the world. Some people join church to be part of the world now. Because now, other people's names are coming up in your conversation. And you don't ask yourself, why though? I don't want to be part of this talk. You may be right. He said, this is talking about, yeah, you're right, but I don't want to be part of it. He said, the leadership, do you even know what they do with all this, blah, blah, blah? He said, yeah. I don't know, and I don't want to know. You know it, so you go sort it out. Why? I want to sleep tonight and see what God wants to do in my industry tomorrow. Let me tell you, for the end time church, that's the only way to prosper. Those of us who will be mightily rich, that's the only way. We want to pray. Myself and Kelvin and all the pastors, we're going to do this exchange thing for 6 weeks, you know. We're going to do it for 6 weeks. But when he told me about the earth and the world, that was so explosive. And he said, Pastor, whatever trouble you have this week, we caused it. Me and Johanna caused it because we just opened the code. He said, so timely. Thank you for causing trouble for me. Because he just called me and said, now I get it. Now I'm in spark now. There's always that epiphany moment for every son or daughter. I know it. And he said, now I know. They might have been around for 2 years. At that point, no devil from hell can touch them because it's revealed by revelation. So even if the pastor is not nice, you're not there because of his niceties. You're there because of revelation. There's something someone sitting next to you might not see. Can I speak to you this Thursday on the tale of two kings? If there is Thursday service. Two kings, the same age. The same age, 25, 25. The same everything, different outcome. Why you can be sitting next to somebody. The one that has destined for him or her a bad outcome, his job is to convince you to have the same. We can be ordained the same day. It doesn't mean I have to listen to what your opinion is. I will not be offended by your own offense. Oh, you didn't hear me. Your own offense will not get me offended. It is difficult not to be offended if you are sent to the rich to preach to the rich. It is difficult not to be offended about the poor. If you are sent to minister to the poor, it is difficult for you not to be offended at the rich. If you are sent to minister to the young, it is difficult not to take the offense of the young and have it as yours against the old. It is difficult not to be offended by your friend's offense. I refuse to be offended by my friend's offense. I'm not having it. It is not a sign of loyalty, it's a sign of stupidity. Because our destiny is never the same. Say, that pastor did that to you. I said, kudos, but you know, I'll be praying for you that you'll be protected, but I've got my walk, I must walk. The tale of two kings. But today, Joel chapter 2 completes it for us. It says, and in that last day, it is last day because it's the third day. In the third day, we have exactly, listen, we have 1,008 years in the third day, the day Jesus rose. The same thing every time there is three, the Trinity, the day of the Father, the day of the Son, and the day of the Holy Spirit. There is judgment coming over this city. Everyone who carries knife will die by knife. But we need to get to them first. Idiot, if you are here this morning and you think you are tough because you are in a gang, you're not tough. When police take you, they will lock you up like a chicken. Don't even do that, you know. You need to drop gang now and come into this gang. This is the better gang. So I'm not telling you not to be part of a gang anymore. I'm saying join the right one. Join the one that can, first of all, introduce you to Christ, which brings stability. But the one that can turn you. Imagine Kelvin now, I think next month, will be sitting face to face with the Prime Minister and giving his opinion about policy, about young people, and all that. Simple. My friend, that's a gang. That's a gang. But your own gang, you walk around the street like imbecile, you're bouncing like a fool, then you carry knife, and then you see a police coming, and you're running. Why are you running? You're tough, man. Face the guy. That's your own gang. That's not gang. You're not even talking. If I was going to do gang, I would be in the Pablo Escobar gang. Do it for real. Nobody say, not this chicken one. A gang of chicken. Dirty 30s for chicken. I saw members of the so-called Dirty 30 when police was chasing them. Skipping fence. Boom. That's the tough guy. You're not tough. Join the Spark gang. This is tough. Join the Jesus gang. This is the tough one. This one works. It gets you into prosperity. It gets you into stability. It guarantees that you will not die young. The one you are in guarantees that you will die young. You can think you're smart for now, but imagine your friend that died the other day, died when he was not thinking he would die. That's the same way you're going out, bro. Or you can join the correct one. You can join the one. So don't be afraid when people say Spark Nation is a gang. It sure is. It is. It's just with a better agenda. It's an agenda of our young people should not die, but they should prosper. I heard some amazing testimony in Northside this week. I don't know why it's not part of the review. Northside was awesome. I'm very proud. The holy pride now. That God is raising leaders. People who... And guess what? Guess what? Finally, guess what? This week, the head of all the police, all of them, they're sitting down to sign an agreement to recognize by law a name called Spark Nation, not just as a church, but as Spark Nation that has its own character, its own behavior, its own way of approach. Listen to me. If, be seated, if that's not power, please tell me what it is. The commander in charge of all young people said, look, I will meet Toby anywhere for trust reasons. Said, I'm not afraid of you. I'll meet you in your bedroom. He said, for trust, in case you think, no, I'm going to meet you anywhere. He said, anywhere, if you want me to come to your home, I'll come. God is doing mighty things. Only for one thing, the word. And refuse to be afraid, but trust in Jesus. There are 50 people here this afternoon, and I need more evangelists, you know. I need more evangelists. Finally, is Gavin here? I'm looking for a young man called Gavin. Is he here still? I said, come, man. Come, quickly, run. I've asked for you before. Come. I like that. I will praise you. Let's sing it quickly. I will praise you all my days.
I will love you, Lord of my strength. I will love you. I will love you, Lord of my strength. I will love you, Lord. I will love you, Lord of my strength. Oh,
Let's worship now. Seated still. Something tells me, you see these Calvin gentlemen, I'm seeing them for the second time, but something connected me and it told me to ask Calvin to pray for him and to mentor him. It's going to be the next PK. And it's not time for me to share who he has been. I won't. But something just tells me. Something tells me this is another redemptive story. It's told me, Pastor, I've surrendered all. Oh, Lord. Kneel down, Gavin. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Microphone, Kelvin. Can we just pray in the Holy Ghost?
Toby told me one thing, and he said that if there is thunder in you, if there's a storm in you, when a storm comes, that storm will recognize you. So Gavin, I pray that the world is no longer in you. I pray that the world no longer recognizes you. I pray that as you enter into the earth, the real team, I pray that everything is open for you. No longer will there be bondage again in your life. Everything will be at your word. Because your father is a prophet. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Give God praise. Come, Gavin. In case you're here this afternoon, and you want to surrender all to Jesus, like Gavin, you want to surrender all. You want to join the Jesus gang. You want to say it's over with the world. You want to say, Lord, I surrender. I want to live a life for you. I need Jesus in my life. I've got the wrong crowd, the world around me. I want to be part of the earth. Let me tell you, there's no man that can destroy the earth. Forget about global warming and all those things. No man can destroy this earth. They will destroy themselves. What the scientists are seeing is for them. They will kill themselves. But there's an ecclesia. There's a people out of a people. There's a people that God is calling. And you've got to let young men know. There's no, from this week till next, there's no atmosphere that is saved like Spark Nation. Within a week, anybody pulls off a fight outside or inside, Spark Nation is recognized. To be able to send them to jail within a week is fast forward. So it's so safe. And I don't mind black boys going to prison. It's their home. When you come to church, you recognize and you reference church. When you get back to your homes, you then go do what you've got to do there, not here. So what I'm saying in other words is this. If you want to give your life to Jesus and you want to surrender all to the Lord, the moment is now. I need you to leave where you're seated. I want you to keep looking at me. I want you to leave where you're seated and come surrender to Jesus. I feel there are about 50 people in this house right now.